proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We resume looking at the devil's ambitions, as stated in the 14th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. As the anointed cherub that covereth, Lucifer, or the devil, once inhabited heaven. According to the 28th chapter of Ezekiel, however, the devil allowed his pride to corrupt him. Quote, "Thine heart was lifted up because of thine beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness." Unquote. Therefore, God cast him out of heaven. According to Mark chapter 12, Jesus Christ was a witness to this event. As he told his disciples, quote, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Unquote. When did this expulsion occur? It took place sometime after creation, but before the events in Genesis chapter 3 transpired. Satan, through the serpent, showed up in the Garden of Eden, where he tempted Eve to sin by eating of the forbidden fruit. Satan still continued to have access to heaven even after this, though. We learn that from the book of Job in the first two chapters. That book portrays Satan as having conversations with God, on occasions when, quote, "the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord," unquote. By the way, that term, sons of God, probably denoted angelic beings, rather than mere mortals. Satan desired to ascend into heaven, to be like God. Yet during the end times, God will once again expel the devil from heaven. The narrative in Revelation chapter 12 stated that, quote, "there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. As a result," quote, "the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him," unquote. What did the devil mean when he said, quote, "I will ascend into heaven," unquote? Isaiah, in the 66th chapter of his book, quoted God, who said, quote, "the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool," unquote. Heaven represented the seat of divine authority. By the devil asserting that he wanted to ascend into heaven, he announced his determination to replace God as king of the universe. In Genesis chapter 28, Jacob had a vision in which he saw the angels of God ascending and descending from a ladder that extended from earth unto heaven. The devil could no longer do that, not from his own volition at any rate. That circumstance demonstrated that the devil's degradation had reduced him in status, compared even to God's angels, other created beings. Satan might have wanted to ascend into heaven as a way of showing the heavenly host that he had not totally lost his standing as a supernatural power. Perhaps the devil also remembered the circumstances surrounding his original fall from heaven. If he could return to heaven, doing so meant that Satan would be implicitly mocking God's inability to enforce his divine decrees. The devil wanted to ascend into heaven as a means of usurping God's place. God will not allow that to happen. As he declared in Isaiah chapter 48, quote, "I will not give my glory unto another," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.